Back pain and stiffness made mornings rough.
Pain made it tough to sleep until I started Cosentyx.
Cosentyx secukinumab is the number one prescribed treatment for adults that targets IL-17A, a molecule that may play a role in inflammation that contributes to ankylosing spondyloarthritis or non-radiographic axial spondyloarthritis, two types of inflammatory arthritis of the spine. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com. Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.
I got real relief with Cosentyx.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On News Talk.
Yesterday, President Donald Trump suggested what the New York Times called one of the most brazen ideas that any American leader has advanced in years: to take over the Gaza Strip, level it, rebuild it, and create a Riviera of the Middle East. Those comments came when meeting with Israeli President Benjamin Netanyahu, and also as Gazans continued to trudge north, returning to what is left of their homes after 16 months of war. Now, in a moment, we'll speak to Fawaz Gerges, Professor of International Relations at the London School of Economics and Political Science. But first, we're going to hear exactly what Trump had to say in the Oval Office as Benjamin Netanyahu sat beside him.
It would be my hope that we could do something really nice, really good, where they wouldn't want to return. Why would they want to return? The place has been hell. It's been one of the meanest, toughest places on earth. And right now, it's I've seen every picture from every angle, better than if I were there. And nobody can live there. You can't live there. So if we can build, if we can build them through a massive amounts of money, supplied by other people, very rich nations, and they're willing to supply it. If we can build something for them in one of the countries, and it could be Jordan, and it could be Egypt, it could be other countries, and you could build four or five or six areas. It doesn't have to be one area, but you take certain areas and you build really good quality housing, like a beautiful town, like someplace where they can live and not die. Because Gaza is a guarantee that they're going to end up dying. The same thing's going to happen again. It's happened over and over again. And it's going to happen again as sure as you're standing there, Peter. So I hope that we could do something where they wouldn't want to go back. Who would want to go back? They've experienced nothing but death and destruction.
And grinning like a Cheshire cat beside him, the man who caused all that death and destruction, Benjamin Netanyahu. And Netanyahu said Trump was the greatest friend Israel has ever had in the White House. Well, as I mentioned, we're talking to Fawaz Gerges, who's on the line now. Fawaz, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you'd almost laugh if it wasn't so serious, because this is a crazy idea.
Well, Pat, I would not laugh. I would cry. And many Palestinians are crying and they fear the worst. You mentioned the New York Times said it's the most brazen idea any president has ever suggested. One of the leading American senators, Chris Murphy, said that Trump has lost it. You have to really believe that the man is deranged. He's really out of it. Another senator said that this is really ethnic cleansing. American opinion makers and politicians are really lost for words. So what can you say? I mean, here is the president. He is not really the president of the United States. He's really real estate in chief. He views the world through real estate deals, properties, money.
Did you notice, Fawaz, that he said using other people's money?
Of course. It's because you're talking about, he says they have plenty of it. So, I mean, think about it. He wants to basically ethnic cleanse Gaza. He wants to seize Gaza and own it. He, the United States of America. And he wants Arab nations to finance the rebuilding of Gaza. So it's But the big question here is, I think we should not really lose sight, Pat, of the bigger question. The bigger question that has not really been discussed is that what we have seen last night is the end of the ceasefire in Gaza. Donald Trump has given Benjamin Netanyahu a green light to resume the war in a few weeks. Benjamin Netanyahu is one of the happiest men in the world because he has a cover. He has a justification to basically resume the war. And I doubted very much whether the second or the third phase of the ceasefire will see the day. So you and I and all of us, we talk about Trump's foolish idea. Yet what we have really, what we need to think about is that what will happen in Gaza as the first phase of the ceasefire expires in the next few days.
Now, not all of the hostages have been released. So the risk for Netanyahu is that there will be some sort of political backlash if he resumes hostilities without all of the remaining hostages being released.
Well, Pat, think of how much pressure Benjamin Netanyahu was under in the past 15 months, internal pressure. Yet he continued his war against the Palestinians. He continued to kill and slaughter and to destroy. He gifted Donald Trump this temporary ceasefire. What Trump did yesterday was basically saying, well, look, not only you can really resume the war, but I'm going to take over Gaza. And as you said, that basically Benjamin Netanyahu said, Donald Trump is the most visionary leader in the world. He sees where other people cannot see. He said things that other people cannot say. Well, of course he does, because he's a fool. Only a fool will utter such nonsense, such crazy, dangerous ideas. Mm-hmm. So not only the war will be resumed in the next few weeks, what Donald Trump has done yesterday and the days before is to really threaten the very survival of America's pro-Arab allies, whether you're talking about the Egyptian regime or the Jordanian regimes. And he has poured gasoline on a raging fire in the region. The region is already a tinderbox. So what we're having now is that the United States of America, supposedly the most powerful nation, the leader of the free world, the leader of the rule of law, is basically saying, I don't give a damn about the Geneva Convention. I don't give a damn about international law. I don't give a damn about ethnic cleansing. The fact that Benjamin Netanyahu, a war criminal, that he has a warrant on his head from the International Criminal Court, was sitting next to the American president. The American president.
The highest achievers among us are the people still striving, still reaching for something. The people who aren't satisfied to stay where they are and want to keep climbing higher. And it's those people who approach the impossible and embrace it. There's a vehicle for people like that. It's called the Defender. The Defender is an icon reimagined for a new generation of explorers through thoroughly modern design. Its interior is modern and functional, with rich material finishes and quality craftsmanship. When you're in a Defender, you can tell the interior is built for purpose. Luxury appointments throughout and practical storage options ensure you adventure in comfort. This is a vehicle capable of great things and engineered to meet challenges head-on. Wherever you're headed, experience the Defender's legendary capability, both off-road and on. And there's a family of vehicles for Defender. Meet the Defender 90, Defender 110, and the 8-seat Defender 130. Are you ready to embrace the impossible? Explore the Defender at LandRoverUSA.com.
Back pain and stiffness mean mornings rough.
Pain made it tough to sleep. Until I started Cosentyx.
Cosentyx secukinumab is the number one prescribed treatment for adults that targets IL-17A, a molecule that may play a role in inflammation that contributes to ankylosing spondyloarthritis or non-radiographic axial spondyloarthritis, two types of inflammatory arthritis of the spine. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com. Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.
I got real relief with Cosentyx.
Tells you a great deal where we are today.
True. The irony of everything when he talks about the hell on earth that is in Gaza and the man who created that hell on earth sitting right beside him, grinning like a Cheshire cat, as I said. And the vision that he has, level the site and get rid of the destroyed buildings, level it out and create an economic development that will supply unlimited numbers of jobs and housing for the people of the area, Israelis. That's what he's talking about. He's talking about the Israelis. He's not talking about Palestinians because he will have removed the Palestinians from the area.
The people of the world. And the Palestinians will never say no to me, he said. I mean, imagine 600,000 Palestinians have returned to northern Gaza in the past few days. They returned to destroyed homes. They returned to destroyed clinics. They returned to destroyed roads and buildings and schools. And this is by itself a clear message to Benjamin Netanyahu and his extremist coalition and to Donald Trump. The Palestinians will never, ever leave their home. It's their home. And Donald Trump does not understand the difference between a home, a homeland, a nation, and a real estate deal. And that's why we're talking about also, I think, he mentioned that Gaza is a hellish place. Surely it's a hellish place. Who has made Gaza a hellish place? It's the siege that has basically started in 2007. It's the biggest open-air prison in the world, according to the former Prime Minister of Britain, David Cameron. And who did all the destruction, Pat? It's not just Benjamin Netanyahu. American weapons, American fighter jets, American ammunition, American money, American protection. So the United States is a direct participant in the genocide that has perpetrated.
Now, Fawaz, there are those who call him crazy, that he is certifiably crazy, and then there are others who call him stupid. And I'm wondering which is more likely to be true, because clearly the man has no real sense of what is going on in the Middle East. I mean, he says, everybody I've spoken to loves the idea of the United States owning this piece of land. How delusional is that? Then he says, despite of them saying no, I've a feeling that the king in Jordan and that Egypt will open their hearts and give us the kind of land we need to get this done. Now, this is to house his four or six new places for the Palestinians to live, i.e. refugee camps.
Well, I mean, what can you say, Pat, really? I mean, as an educator myself, words have meanings. Facts are facts. Lies are lies. Falsehood is a falsehood. Both the King of Jordan, King Abdullah, and the President of Egypt, Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, and the Qatari foreign ministers and the Saudis have made it very clear that this is basically, it's not even a starting point. This would threaten the very survival of both Egypt and Jordan. I mean, think of what Saudi Arabia said yesterday after Benjamin Netanyahu and Donald Trump said in the press conference that Saudi Arabia will normalize relations with Israel just for the sake of peace. The Foreign Ministry of Saudi Arabia, the first time, released a statement immediately by saying the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, Mohammed bin Salman, has made it very clear Israel has to recognize a Palestinian state before normalization takes place between Israel and Saudi Arabia. But for Donald Trump, facts don't mean anything. He says whatever basically comes to his mind. Here, what I worry about. I think what I have seen in the past 48 hours are his basically foreign policy team Mike Waltz, his National Security Council, and Steve Witkoff, his envoy to the Middle East, have begun to repeat not only the same foolish words that Donald Trump has uttered, but to say we are waiting for our allies, Arab allies, to actualize Donald Trump's idea, to open their borders and their countries to Palestinians, refugees from Gaza. So what I worry about, you and I and all of us talking about Donald Trump as a fool, a nonsensical person, as chaotic, as really violating international conventions. His team now will begin the process of exerting pressure on Egypt, Jordan, other regional, you might say, with the accent. Well, they're terrified. Jordan is in a economic situation. Egypt receives $2 billion from the United States every year.
So the question, therefore, Fawaz, will they bend to Trump's will and cooperate with this in exchange for those billions of dollars that they so vitally need for survival? Will they see that the future is all about keeping the Americans, this mad American, on side and just hope that 3 years from now or 4 years from now, everything will have changed?
No, I don't think so. This is a non-starter for both Egypt and Jordan, because the survival of the regime is online. This is not about money. Even if they have to starve, they will not basically afford to basically accept or open their borders to Palestinians, to the ethnic cleansing of the Palestinians. This is really a time bomb. It could destroy not only Arab regimes, it pours gasoline on a raging fire. So in the sense, this is not, but I want to come back to my key point, Pat. I mean, think of how much time the world now, how much ink has been spilled on trying to decipher what Donald Trump means. What I'm concerned about is the resumption of war in Gaza. What I'm concerned about is Benjamin Netanyahu has a green light to resume the war in a couple of weeks. He wants his hostages who are alive to be back, and then he will tell the Israelis, look, we're going to have absolute victory, total victory. So Donald Trump is basically paving the way for another phase, a devastating phase of the war in Gaza and probably beyond Gaza, because I expect now the Egyptians and the Jordanians are really taking what Trump and Netanyahu have said very seriously and preparing for the worst case scenario, that is the ethnic cleansing of the Palestinians in Gaza. And Pat, on this particular point, this is not just Trump's idea. Benjamin Netanyahu coalition, the extremist coalition, have been basically gunning from day one, from the 8th of October till the ceasefire. They wanted to ethnic cleanse Gaza. They want to expel the Palestinians to the Sinai Peninsula in Egypt. So what Donald Trump, and that's why they have been welcoming what Donald Trump has been saying, because this is exactly what they want. They want to empty Gaza. They want to colonize Gaza. They want to really have absolute control of Gaza. And that's why, I mean, look at Benjamin Netanyahu last night. He was delighted. He was in heaven. I mean, he was pouring praise on Donald Trump as a visionary leader, as the best friend of Israel. But think of the damage, how much damage he has done to America's reputation, credibility, and moral authority in the world. This damage really, it's playing. I mean, imagine what the Chinese have been doing in the past 24 hours. They've been laughing and saying, more, please give us more, because this all plays into the hands of the new rising powers in the world, particularly China.
Fawaz, thank you very much for joining us. Fawaz Ghori is Professor of International Relations at the London School of Economics and Political Science.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Back pain and stiffness made mornings rough.
Pain made it tough to sleep until I started Cosentyx.
Cosentyx secukinumab is the number one prescribed treatment for adults that targets IL-17A, a molecule that may play a role in inflammation that contributes to ankylosing spondyloarthritis or non-radiographic axial spondyloarthritis, two types of inflammatory arthritis of the spine. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com. Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.
I got real relief with Cosentyx.